our proclamation. This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that he may prove his word in my life today.
Amen. While you're standing, please turn to the Old Testament book of Habakkuk. I was brought on Habakkuk. Chapter 2. It is right before Zephaniah. If you got a Bible like mine, it's on page 1272. Habakkuk chapter 2. You have it, say amen. Habakkuk chapter 2. Together we will read verses 1 through 4. Chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. If you have it, say amen. Let us read. I will stand upon my watch and set me up on the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain up on the tablets, that he may run that read it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Amen. You may be seated in his presence. Amen. Whew. Y'all need to pray for me even more stronger this morning. I'm like, mother, you know, things happen at midnight. This is a conversation between Habakkuk and his God. And God was speaking to him because he had some things to say. And I stand in the shoes of Habakkuk today. Think with me shortly from this thing. This is my watch, and I'm on it. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, this is my watch, and I'm on it. Uh-huh. Look at one of your neighbors and say, are you really on it? I thank and praise God the way he uses me and how he works through me. And most of you that my family will tell you, sometimes I have the mind of a child. I can go from 55 to 2 in no minutes flat. As I stand before you today, I kind of feel like I got a feeling of how President Obama feels, because somewhere down here, and I don't want you to look at nobody, but Rush Limbaugh has come and joined our church. Yeah. Rush Limbaugh. Mm-hmm. And some of you are saying, I didn't see him. Oh, yeah. But see, this is my watch, and I'm on it. In the scripture, it said, I will stand upon my watch and set me on a tower. Habakkuk is talking with God, and he said, Lord, if you want somebody to watch, put me up there. Because when you come back for a report, I want to be able to make the report. He said, I don't want nobody to run around and tell me what's going on. Lord, if you just put me on the tower, I will watch. And when you call me, I will have an answer for you. See, today, in today's life, we don't want to be held responsible for anything. It's always somebody else's fault. Somebody did this. Somebody's the reason that I'm in the shape that I'm in. But the devil is a lie. If you're 18 and up, baby, you're responsible for yourself. When you know the difference between right and wrong, you are responsible for yourself. Hallelujah. And it's when Habakkuk said, I'm on the watch. I will stand on my watch. Today we have children of God who, when I said Rush Limbaugh, when you get a watch and the Lord entrusts you with something, you sit back and you don't do a dadgum thing with it. You just hold the title. But guess what, baby? This is my watch. Tell your neighbor, this is my watch. And I'm on it. When you are over a ministry, nobody needs to come to you and ask you, what are you going to do? How is this going to happen? If you are on the ministry, you need to know what's going on, amen? Now you're getting quiet on me. Evidently, you must be Rush Limbaugh. If you can't say amen, say Rush. How many of you remember when, after President Obama was elected, Rush Limbaugh, the first thing he said was, I hope he fails. But what he's got to understand is, this is Barack Obama's watch. And the last time I checked, he was watching. Well, in case you didn't get the memo, you didn't get the news, St. John is my watch. And in case you didn't know it, I'm on it. And I know some of you right now are talking about, we doing too much. Guess what? There was a time when we weren't doing anything. I thank God for being busy. Habakkuk, he was sitting there. He said, Lord, I'm on the watch. I'm on the watch. So when you call me, I want to give an answer to what's going on. Don't you know in the midnight hour, mother, when the Lord is calling me about St. John, he ain't asking me about the usher ministry, the song ministry, the children's church. He said, tell me what's going on in St. John. I can't tell him, well, you know, Trustee Young, he didn't do this. Deacon Ingram, he didn't do that. You know what Sister Michelle said this. Deacon Warren said this. He said, I'll put you over there. You are supposed to tell me. And I don't know about you, but I take my watch seriously. Habakkuk was sitting there. He said, God, when you call me, I will answer. How many of you know when you over ministry, you got to answer? It ain't nobody else's fault. You can't say the president didn't do this and the secretary didn't do this. If you are on the ministry and you on the watch, it's your responsibility. Tell your neighbor, it's our responsibility. And the Lord said, look at here. Habakkuk, I want you to write the vision. I'm writing your Bible. He said, write the vision and make it plain up on the tablets. It came to my attention. We have some folks still sitting around talking about when we gonna build, when we gonna build, and ain't put a dime on the table. Let me tell you, if you got the nerve to ask me when we gonna build, show me your tithe envelope. Tell your neighbor she ain't mad at nobody. I'm just on my watch. Habakkuk was up there. He said, the Lord told him to write the vision. We have written the vision and we have written the vision. We have prayed on the vision. And besides, I don't know about you, but on my watch, I expect God to move. On my watch, I expect God to open doors. On my watch, I expect God to answer prayer. On my watch, I expect God to do miracles. On my watch, I expect God to do deliverance. On my watch, I expect God to do exceedingly abundantly above. And I can ask one thing. This is my watch. This is miracle territory. Who's on the watch with me? Hallelujah. Jesus told y'all I was happy. When Habakkuk was talking to God, he had an opportunity to say, God, this watch is too much for me. How many times when children of God get together, we always raise up our hand. I'll do this, and I'll do that, and I'll do this, and we volunteer. But when the time comes, we can't find you nowhere. Don't you know when you raise
raise your hand, you're saying, God, I'm on the watch. And then we have the fortitude, the audacity to sit back like somebody's supposed to run to you and ask you what's going on. That is crazy. Jesus. Habakkuk was there, and he said, God, when you call me, I want to be able to answer. Mother Woods, I don't know, baby, but been listening to you and been watching you these few years that I've been here. And it seems to me that whenever you call them to sing a song, it starts in your heart, then it comes to your mouth. Because you know when you sing, you got to give an answer for why you sung that particular song. You got to give an answer why you pray that certain prayer. Mother Woods is 80 plus and she's still on her watch. I don't know about you, church, but I ain't got time to go dipping and dabbling and hopping from one place to another. God sent me here at St. John. He didn't tell me to watch nowhere else. But as long as I'm here, I'm on the watch. I'm on the watch. And when you're on the watch, you are serious about what you're doing. I ain't got time to talk about Sally and Sue. I need to tell you what thus said the Lord, because at any minute, God will move, and if we ain't talking about him, we'll miss his movement. You don't understand. This is serious business, and I take my position seriously. We'll laugh and talk with anybody, but when it comes down to my watch, don't bother me. And man, I'm serious about my watch. So many times we just come in and act like it's nothing. Oh, sure, I can do this and I can do that. Don't have to meet rehearsal. Don't have to come to meeting. They'll see me when I show up. That's not taking your watch seriously. Look at your neighbor and say, be serious with your watch. St. John didn't stand for 88 years by people playing church. St. John has not stood for 88 years by people not taking it seriously. Don't you know whenever we gather, there ought to be a miracle taking place. Whenever we come in the house, there ought to be a deliverance in the church. Whenever we come together, somebody ought to get their prayer answered. God ain't playing with me, and I ain't playing with God. Tell your neighbor, I'm on my watch. Tell him I'm on my watch. Verse 3 says it like this. He said, for the vision is yet for appointed time. I love this. He said, but appointed time, but the end shall speak and not lie. What's those two words say? Not lie. Tell your neighbor, don't lie. I know it looks good. It looks good to have your name down on two or three different ministries, and it looks good when people are standing up here and reading, doing whatever they're doing. But baby, if it ain't coming from your heart, you already know you a lie. Don't nobody have to call you one. You already look like one. When we're standing up in the choir and everybody clapping, you standing there like a knot on the law. You already a lie. When we come and worship and everybody raising their hand and you sitting there like you in La La Land, you already a lie. But if you just look back over your life and see from whence God wrote you, the choir may not sing, but your hand ought to go up. They might not worship, but you ought to say, thank you, Jesus. You just think about where he brought you from. Shouldn't nobody have to ask you to raise your hand? If you know this is your watch, you ought to make sure God get the praise. You ought to be the first one to jump up and say, hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, I'm on my watch. Hallelujah. Habakkuk was there. The Lord said, tell him, the vision is not yet right now, but it's on the way. Church, let me tell you, we're closer now than we have been in 88 years. We are closer now than we've ever been. And if you can't see it, look until you see it, because it's coming. The scripture says, God is not a man that he should lie. Hallelujah. even when I was talking about glory, I was talking about bringing an application. We had some people sitting up there. But guess what? Honey, if you need a job, you're already trying to put your little background together. So you say, I'm turning in my application. We ain't had a job yet, but the scripture said, it is coming, it is coming, it is coming. And when it get here, I'm going to be standing up waiting to be hired, because this is my watch. Hallelujah. We read over in Matthew where it said, if you have faith and don't doubt. See, some of us been praying and we ain't had faith to it yet. We just been calling out words and calling out words. But the Lord say, if. Somebody say, if. Somebody say, if. If you believe that God wants us to build, then you ought to put some faith in that yard over there and say, God, thank you for the building. Hallelujah. The Lord, a few years ago, the Lord brought me in. This was when we took our first women's vacation, women's retreat. And I had told some people, I said, you know what? If we need 15 limousines, I can get you 15. People start whispering. Shh, shh. So on that day, some of you might remember, on that day when I ordered 3 limousines, was it 3 or 5? But I ordered these limousines, and we had about 50 people show up. And I had 5 people to tell me, I'm not going. I just want to see how many you could bring. And they looked me in my face, said, huh, I didn't think you could bring that many. And I looked at it, I said, Negro, please, I work for Austin Lane. If you wanted 30, I would have brought you 30. Don't play with me. And let me go on record. I ain't got no reason to lie to none of you. Not damn one of you. I will tell you what the Lord told me. He said, there's a building going over there. And that coming, I believe God. This is my watch, and I'll tell you the butt-naked truth. He said, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. This is my watch. Every tither will be blessed. This is my watch. Tell your neighbor, this is my watch. Verse 3 says, and though it tarry, it ain't coming tomorrow, but you keep looking. It ain't tomorrow, but you keep looking. If you got faith to believe, you shall have it. That ain't just what I said. That's what God said. This is my word, and God will prove it. Tell your neighbor, God's going to prove it to you. Then we got Rush Limbaugh. Some of y'all don't know. We had Rush Limbaugh drive by when we went to Chicago. Yeah. We had Rush Limbaugh drive by when we went to Memphis. Let that sucker come on up here. In July, we going to Kansas City, baby. Because this is our what? Is this our what? Is this our what? Is this our what? Just gets on my nerve. People look at us. Don't you know you're blessed? People say it's only a handful of us. How is God doing all this movement? They don't know God specializes with the remnant. He specializes in the remnant. We are blessed coming in. We're blessed going out. They better recognize. Stop on the devil's head. We are blessed in him. Hallelujah. Oh, y'all don't know, I'm just so happy. See, right now, some of you are dealing with some mess. You don't want to tell nobody. But guess what? When you recognize whose you are, when you recognize who you serve. You ain't serving me, you serving God. You ain't serving St. John, you serving God. Hallelujah. On our watch, people gonna say ugly things about you. They gonna talk about us. They been talking about us. Sister Sue, bless my soul. Some of the very folks that was talking about us, now they need us and we ain't moving. See, God knows when you stand in Him. Sunday school, I told y'all I was happy. No matter what comes your way, we decided this Sunday school, we're going to look like we got it all together. Yeah, talk about me. I ain't bowing. Uh-huh. You don't like me, so what? I can keep you out of heaven. Uh-huh. Yeah. Light bill due. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Electric bill due. Telephone disconnect. Waiting on my next paycheck. But guess what? It's coming too. My paycheck coming. That's right. God ain't gonna put food on a heathen's table and don't put food on my table. He already worked that out. Who know what I'm talking about? Who know what I'm talking about? Uh-huh. Tell your neighbor, this is my watch. Tell your neighbor, this is my watch. Uh-huh. See, we was over there reading about the fig tree. When the disciples had went down and Jesus looked at the fig tree, he wanted some figs. And the fig just had a whole lot of covering. Something just like us. See, we got a whole lot of covering. Ain't nobody doing nothing. We just got covering. We look like we doing something. But let me tell you, baby, this is prayer time. And we need some prayer warriors. And on your watch, you ought to make sure at least one prayer is getting through. On your watch, you ought to make sure at least one person says hallelujah. On your watch, you need to make sure that one person had the name, had the head on the winding plow. And one time, tell your neighbor on my watch. Tell your neighbor on my watch. See, this is what we don't understand. God is telling Habakkuk, he said, when I call on you, I want you to be able to answer and tell me what's going on. Everybody catch your breath. God is not going to ask you what's going on in St. John. But when he asks you what's going on in your house, is there prayer going on in your house? Is there miracles going on in your house? Is there praise going on in your house? Is there songs going on in your house? Are they lifting hands to me in your house? You got to be able to answer. Why didn't you pray on Monday? Why didn't you call me on Tuesday? Why didn't you read my word on Wednesday? Why didn't you pay your tithe on Sunday? Why didn't you? Tell your neighbor, I'm on my watch. Hallelujah. Verse 3 says, and though it tarry, wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Don't be in a hurry. Some of y'all don't know how long it took us to get to this place. Some of us are in jobs right now we couldn't even dream about. Some of us are in homes right now we wouldn't even allow to drive by. But now that you're in the process, tell your neighbor process. Now that you're in the process, don't try to jip nobody. Don't try to knock anybody down. Wait your turn, because the Lord says it's coming. Wait your turn. Tell your neighbor, wait your turn. Wait your turn. What God has for you, it is for you. Wait your turn. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Do I have anybody waiting for something? Do I have anybody waiting? God told me to tell you, he heard you the first time you prayed. Just wait on him. Wait on him. How many of you know he's faithful? He is faithful and just. He will come to your rescue. The Lord says, if you have faith, if you have faith, we We talked about mustard seed faith. If you got faith the size of a mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain and tell the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Do we have any mountain getting rid of people? Or do you have any mountains you need to get rid of? Do you have a mountain? Now, do you have mustard seed faith? On your what is that mustard seed faith? On your what is that mustard seed faith? Somebody say glory. Somebody say glory. I'm so full. See, let me tell you. In the process, we have to come into agreement. And then everyone under the sound of my voice have to be willing to take a watch. Everyone under the sound of my voice that know God truly is God of all. He's King of kings and Lord of lords. Everybody under the sound of my voice has got to believe without a shadow of a doubt that God is not a man that he should lie, but everything that he said, it will come to pass if we just wait on it. Don't get tired while you're waiting, but just wait on it. I believe if I could call a few witnesses today, I'm not going to bother Mother, I'm not going to bother Sister Susan, but I'm going straight to the Word, because we know that when Daniel went in the lion's den, he had to wait all night long, but he waited, and in the morning when the sun came up, Daniel walked out of the lion's den. Hallelujah. Jesus, help me. And I know Shadrach, Meshach, and that bad Negro had to go in the fiery furnace, but they knew that he was coming. I like the scripture said, even if he doesn't, I know that he's able. Somebody, you standing in the middle right now. You need God to bless you. You need God to close some doors and then open up some windows. But I need to tell you right now, even if he don't do it, you better know he is able. He is able. He is able. Love the Lord today. The man who was laying at the pool of Bethesda, he laid there 38 years. And every time an angel will come, he said, Lord, this wasn't my year. Maybe it's next year. St. John, we looked at it at 2006. We looked again at 2007. We looked again at 2008. But guess what? God is doing fine in 2009. This is our year. This is our year. This is our year. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, if you can't get excited about the Word of God, you're in the wrong place. But I came to tell you, this is my watch, and I need to know who I'm praying for. So if you're in the church today and you need a miracle, I want all those who need a miracle to stand up today. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have a seat. Thank you, Lord. Because see, when I'm asking God to do some miracle, I just can't call out one person's name. But I want the list to go on and on and on. Now, if up in here right now, this is my watch. If you need a financial blessing, I want you to wave your hand and say, praise the Lord. 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 Because see, when I ask God to rain down money, I don't want him to say, you know, Lord, it's me, it's Lori, and it's Elena. I want him to say, Lord, it's St. John, need a blessing. It's St. John, need a blessing. Then there's somebody here that needs to be employed. So if you know somebody that need a job, when I start talking about employment, if you know them, I want you to wave two hands in the air and say, here we are, Lord. Here we are, Lord. Here we are, Lord. Here we are, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, the scripture said, though it tarry, wait for it. though it tarry, wait for it. When you're waiting on a job, you don't feel your time with As the World Turns or God in Light. You feel your time with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You feel your time with Haggai, Malachi, Zechariah. You feel your time with Genesis, Exodus, Deuteronomy, and Lamentations. You don't feel your time with As the World Turns, but you feel your time with Sunday school, Bible study, prayer meeting, teen explosion. You feel your time with the things of God, because when you take care of God's business, God will take care of your business. Tell your neighbor, I'm on my watch, baby. Tell them I'm on my watch, baby. Because let me tell you, God's going to ask you, since you've been on the watch, what have you been doing? And you got to answer. You can't say, God, I was tired. God, I didn't feel like it. God, I didn't have no money. That ain't no answer. But you need to stand and say, yes, Lord, I did what you told me. Yes, Lord, I went when you told me to go. Yes, Lord, I gave what you told me to give. Yes, Lord, I stood right there in the spot where you told me to stand. I've been faithful. I've been faithful. The scripture says it like this. When you're faithful over a few things, God will make you ruler over many. Some of us want God to be faithful to us, and we can't even drive by the church during the week. We want God to open all these doors for us, and we won't come even through. We won't even come through the open door of His house except on Sunday. Melvin, say yeah for me. Verse 4 says, and the just shall live by his faith. The end of that says, and the just shall live by his faith. I'm going to have to call Deke on this one. Deke, let me tell you. I need to testify just a few minutes. Let me tell you. There were some times in my almost 30 years of ministry when I used to say, God, if you just put me somewhere, I'll serve you. I've had 5 pastors in my life, and each of my pastors called me faithful. See, I didn't just start coming to service when I got to St. John. You can go to St. Matthew. You can go to Mount Olive. You can go to Quinn Chapel, and they will tell you, I made myself faithful because I needed God to do some things for me. I was standing so God can open doors for me. Mother, it ain't new to me coming to church 5 days out of a week. That's when I used to come. Came to church so much, my brother said, why don't you just move into church since you ain't never at home? But what my brother didn't understand, I needed God to strengthen me. I needed God to be real to me. I needed God to open doors for me. I needed God to answer prayer for me. I needed God to hold me up when I was falling over. I needed God. I needed God then, and I need God now. Because this is my watch. This is my time. And I've been waiting a long time to get here. And I'm not about to sit down on God right now. I've been waiting a long time for Him to open doors. I can't sit down now. I've been waiting a long time for Him to shower down blessings. I can't sit down now. I've been faithful on everybody else's watch. But praise be to God, this is my watch. This is my watch. This is my watch. And after God does so much for you, you don't mind being on the watch. After God answers prayer for you, you don't mind being on the watch. See, y'all looking at me because evidently God ain't never did nothing for you. But mother, let me tell you, there was a time when I didn't have two nickels to rub together to make a dime. But God opened a door for me. There was a time when people hated to see me coming, but God gave me St. John. Hallelujah. There was a time when I didn't know my name in call box letters, but God blessed my soul. And now on my watch, tell your neighbor on my watch, he can have everything I got, because everything I got came from him. It came from him. It came from him. And see, I know what Habakkuk was saying, because he's been serving and now God says, it's your time. St. John, it's your time. It's your time. It's your time. Now that it's your watch, what you gonna do? Now that it's your watch, you can't say who else didn't do. God said it's your watch. I can't answer for the Lovett family, but I can answer for St. John. Can't answer for the Woods family, but I can answer for St. John. When God says, was the doors of the church open on Monday? Yes, Lord. Because not only was Teen Explosion there, but the computer class was there. Was it open on Tuesday? Yes, Lord. Because teachers' meeting was going on. Was it open on Wednesday? Yes, Lord. Because we had prayer meeting, Bible study, and young adult rehearsal. Was it open on Thursday? No, God. But I was ready to go up there if anybody needed me. Was it open on Friday? No, Lord. But I was ready if anybody needed me. How about Saturday? Yes, Lord. It was open. So, St. John, if you have faith and you take your watch seriously, if you confess the Lord, call him up, tell him what you want. This is your watch. If you're the only praying person in your house, then your house is your watch. Did your house praise God last week? Was prayers answered in your house last week? Did God open doors for you last week? That's your watch. Did God heal anybody in your house last week? Did God do anything wonderful for you last week? Did God bless you beyond measure last week? Then that's your watch. Did God hear and answer prayer last week? Did God bless you, give you something outrageous last week? Did God give you strength beyond your means last week? Then that's your watch. But when you come up in here, this is my watch. And I take it seriously. And while I'm standing here, let me tell you this. When we had our retreat, if you raised your hand and said you would do a particular service, and now you had a change of heart, don't let me come to you. But if you take your watch seriously, you will come to me and say, Pastor, I can't do what I said I was going to do. Because, baby, this is my watch. And I don't care if you dance with Rush Limbaugh, ain't nothing failing in here. If I got to do it myself, ain't nothing failing up in here. That's right. Because if I can't sing all the song, I believe I got some people who will sing with me. If I can't pray all the prayers, I believe I got somebody who will pray with me. And if I can't do all the marching by myself, I think somebody will march with me. Because on my watch, I ain't scared of nobody. Not on my watch, baby. Not on my watch, baby. Look at your neighbor and say, Russ Limbaugh gone, y'all. But on my watch, God told me to stand. And as long as I stand, God will move. I don't know if some of you are so blind you don't see God's hand in this. But God has been moving. He's been shaking. He's been opening doors. He's taken us from faith to faith and glory to glory. He's been opening doors and shining the light from heaven upon each and every one of us. And if you can't feel his power, it's because you ain't on the right watch. But this is our watch. Is this your watch? Is this your watch? Is this your watch? Do you take your watch seriously? Let me talk to my young people. Let me tell you something. I can't go to school with you. But if you don't bring passing grades home, then you on my watch, baby. Oh, yeah, y'all. Yeah, y'all. You on my watch. All right. And if mom and daddy can't do it, then come to me. I got something for you. See, I'm old school. I believe in this. I believed in putting the belt of correction, the belt of education on a seat of correction will knock up your understanding. I ain't lying to you. I ain't lying one time. Tell your kids she ain't lying. See, Alton Middle School, Alton High School, Alton Grade, that's your watch. But if you don't watch on your watch, I'm available. I'm available. Parents, y'all hear me? I'm available. See, they cute to you. They cute to you. Welfare is waiting for them. Jail is waiting for them. The drug pushers is waiting for them. But when we wake up their understanding, when we get it on our watch, they ain't cute no more. They are an investment. And because this is our watch, we got to shake them up. We got to shake them up. We got to shake them up. You can't fail on my watch. And I have 5 minutes. Y'all give me 5 minutes. Good, I'll take 10. But when Habakkuk was having a conversation with God, he realized all that God has done for him. And he said, God, the least I can do is be faithful on my watch. St. John, do you realize how blessed we are? Do you realize there was people that wanted to throw dirt in our face? Do you realize people was driving by to see when we was going to close the doors? Do you realize people laughed at us because you picked me for a pastor? Do you realize people laughed and they walked away? Ha, ha, ha. But we got the last laugh, baby. We still kicking it and they still wondering. That's because we took our watch seriously. So guess what? We serve a God who exchanged his glory for our sin because he took it seriously. We serve a God who laid his life down so that we might pick it up because he took his watch seriously. We serve a God who was hung up for our hang-ups because he took his watch seriously. And when they laid him in a borrowed grave, he said, that's all right, because I'll come back in 3 days. And in 3 days, he got up with all power in his hand because he took his watch seriously. And when he got up, you got up. When he got up, you got up. When he got up, we all got up. This is what I want to say. And I mean this seriously. If you are not serious about your service to God, you're wasting your time. If you took a position that now you don't want, it will not fail. Because God has somebody standing waiting for you to say, I can't do this, and give it to them. But don't be a Rush Limbaugh in our congregation, because ain't nothing failing up in here. We are more than conquerors through him who have served us, who have blessed us, who has called us out of darkness into the marvelous light. Now I just want to know, I'm on the watch for blessings. I'm on the watch for miracles. I'm on the watch for deliverance. Who's on the watch with me today? Who's on the watch with me today? Who's on the watch? Who's on the watch? Who's on the watch? And I will end my service with this. You heard it straight from the horse's mouth. I'm big as two of them. This is my watch, and I'm serious. This is my watch, and I'm on it. I'm on it. I'm on it. And I got the faith to prove it. Doors of the church are open. You may come by letter, Christian experience, calendar day for baptism. Deke, I got a song from way, way back. Okay. Way, way back. I want to walk and talk with Jesus each and every day. I want my life to be an example for him in every way. I want to treat my brothers and sisters the way he would want me to. Because he said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I want him to shower me with his blessing from up above. And then rock me and rock me and rock me in the cradle of his love. I want him to lead me and guide me in everything that I say and do. In his service, I want him to choose me and use me. I do know you, what a wonderful mighty counselor, prince of peace is he. And all I want these days is just a closer walk with thee. Because I love him, I love him, I love him. And I know he loves me. Sing, y'all. I want to walk and talk with Jesus each and every day. I want my life to be an example for him in every way. This is the way he would want me to. Because he said, do unto us as you would have him do unto you. I want him to shower me with his blessings from up above. And then rock me, rock me, rock me in the cradle of his love. I want him to lead me and guide me in everything that I say and do. In his service, I want him to choose me and use me. I do know you, what a wonderful mighty counselor, prince of peace is he. And all I want is with thee, because I love him, I love him, I love him, and I know he loves me. One more time, walk and talk. I wanna walk and talk with Jesus every day. I want my life to be an example for him in every way. I wanna treat my brothers and sisters the way he would want me to, because he said to one the others as you would have him do unto you. I want him to show me with his blessing. My papa, and then rock me, rock me, rock me with a cradle of his love. I want him to lead me and guide everything that I say and do. In his service, I want him to choose me and use me. I do know you, what a wonderful mighty counselor, prince of peace is he. And all I want is day just a closer walk with thee. Because I love him, I love him, I love him. I love him, I love him, I love him. I love him, I love him, I love him. I love him, I love him, I love him. And I know he loves me. Doors of church are open. Doors of church are open. Is there one today? Is there one today?